This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. PFAS forever chemicals persist in ski wax rooms despite regulatory bans. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pkakadze, MD, MPH, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, remain detectable in ski wax preparation rooms years after regulatory bans took effect, according to new research that highlights the persistent environmental and health risks of these forever chemicals. The study reveals concerning levels of airborne PFAS contamination in facilities where banned fluorinated ski waxes were previously used, raising questions about occupational exposure and remediation effectiveness. Key takeaways: PFAS contamination persists in ski wax rooms despite regulatory bans on fluorinated waxes. Airborne concentrations pose potential respiratory exposure risks for workers and athletes. Current remediation methods may be insufficient to eliminate PFAS environmental persistence. Study at a glance years duration of PFAS persistence in wax rooms after regulatory bans, environmental persistence timeline, detection levels in ski wax facilities before and after regulatory bans, pre-ban high detection, post-ban continued detection, current persistent levels. Source: Environmental Research Study, Georgian Medical Journal. News: Regulatory bans failed to eliminate contamination. Despite international efforts to restrict fluorinated ski wax use, researchers found that PFAS compounds continue to contaminate indoor air in wax preparation facilities. The Environmental Protection Agency has classified PFAS as emerging contaminants of concern due to their extreme persistence in the environment and potential health effects. These findings underscore the challenges facing regulators attempting to control substances that resist natural degradation processes. The study examined facilities across multiple countries where fluorinated ski waxes had been banned for several years. Research teams detected measurable concentrations of various PFAS compounds in indoor air samples, suggesting that previous contamination remains embedded in building materials and surfaces. This persistence aligns with broader global health concerns about PFAS environmental mobility and bioaccumulation. Health risks for workers and athletes. Occupational exposure to airborne PFAS poses potential respiratory and systemic health risks for ski technicians, coaches, and athletes who spend extended time in wax preparation areas. The World Health Organization has identified PFAS exposure as linked to various health outcomes, including liver damage, decreased fertility, and increased cancer risk. Researchers emphasize that current ventilation systems in many facilities may be inadequate to protect against ongoing PFAS exposure. The study's findings suggest that even years after discontinuing fluorinated wax use, indoor air quality remains compromised. This creates ongoing occupational health challenges for the winter sports industry, particularly in high-performance training facilities where wax preparation occurs frequently. Remediation challenges and future implications. The research highlights fundamental challenges in PFAS remediation, demonstrating that regulatory bans alone cannot immediately eliminate environmental contamination. According to CDC biomonitoring data, PFAS compounds can persist in both environmental and biological systems for extended periods. This persistence complicates cleanup efforts and extends potential exposure timelines. Experts suggest that comprehensive remediation may require specialized cleaning protocols, material replacement, and enhanced ventilation systems designed specifically for PFAS removal. The study's implications extend beyond ski facilities to other industries that historically used PFAS-containing products, including firefighting, aerospace, and textile manufacturing. For more insights on environmental health policy, see our coverage of health policy developments. PFAS contamination in ski wax facilities persists years after regulatory bans, demonstrating the long-term environmental and health challenges posed by forever chemicals. Environmental Research Team, Environmental Science Journal, 2024. What this means for patients: individuals working in or frequenting ski facilities should be aware of potential ongoing PFAS exposure and discuss concerns with healthcare providers. For clinicians, Healthcare providers should consider occupational PFAS exposure history when evaluating patients in winter sports industries and monitor for associated health outcomes. For policymakers, regulatory frameworks need enhancement to address PFAS remediation requirements and protect workers in industries with historical forever chemical use. Frequently asked questions: how long do PFAS chemicals remain in the environment? PFAS are called forever chemicals because they do not break down naturally and can persist in the environment for decades or longer. Even after banning their use, contamination can remain in buildings, soil, and water systems for extended periods. What health risks are associated with PFAS exposure? Research links PFAS exposure to liver damage, kidney disease, decreased fertility, pregnancy complications, and increased cancer risk. The CDC monitors PFAS in blood samples and has found these chemicals in nearly all Americans tested. Can PFAS contamination be effectively removed from buildings? Complete PFAS removal is challenging and may require specialized cleaning methods, replacement of contaminated materials, and advanced filtration systems. Standard cleaning protocols are often insufficient to eliminate these persistent chemicals. This research serves as a critical reminder that environmental contamination from industrial chemicals can persist long after regulatory action, requiring comprehensive approaches to both prevention and remediation. The skiing industry's experience with PFAS offers valuable lessons for managing forever chemical contamination across multiple sectors while protecting worker and public health. Source: PFAS in ski wax. Despite bans, these forever chemicals linger in wax rooms, study shows. So does their health risk.